Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Bartlett, WMFS Memphis. Broadcasting on Blowtorch 680 AM on the WMFS app. Online at 92.9ESPN.com. Now, 92.9 FM ESPN presents the Commercial Appeal's lead sports columnist.
You ain't got to do nothing, homeboy. You ain't writing nothing. No, you ain't writing nothing. I ain't letting him write. He ain't getting no interviews.
It's the award-winning Jeff Calkins and the Jeff Calkins Show.
I don't get no interviews. I know. I'm good.
On 92.9 FM ESPN.
Gentlemen, this is something they call a groundbreaker.
Good morning, everybody, and happy Friday. That music you hear is, it's not for the weather. It's not for the tornado warnings or the flash flood warnings or the severe thunderstorm warnings. No, it's for Memphis pulling out a victory in difficult circumstances. It's for Tony Pollard running one back 99 yards. And it's for all the people who are going to get free jewelry because of it. More than $100,000 in free jewelry. And we are joined now by Howie Knopf, who is the...
Hey, everybody. How are you?
Good, yeah. Howie. How are you? One of the owners of Robert Irwin Jewelers, which had this promotion whereby if someone returned a kickoff at the start of the half, all the jewelry that was... It was bought within about a two-week stretch, would be given away for free, would be refunded. And so Howie joins me now. Howie, where were you when you, what was the scene as you watched Tony Pollard gather in that kickoff return and take it to the house?
So everybody in my house was already sleeping for some reason, and I'm sitting there by myself, and I'm like, all right, well, I guess after this kickoff, I'm going to turn in also, and I'm going to go relax, get ready for a big day at work tomorrow, because it's 9-1 day. You know that, right? It's
9-1 yes, day exactly today? Right. Today's 9-1
day. They don't have 9-1 day in Nashville. I just want to let everybody out there know that.
Shockingly.
So I was sitting on the couch, and I was like, well, I'm going to watch a run back. I'll go to bed. You know, this is a long shot. And then all of a sudden it was like, boom. And I couldn't believe what I was watching. It was like, it was just the most amazing thing. The whole experience was surreal. It was crazy. And I'm still in a little bit of shock about it, because I'm like, wow, I can't believe it. You know,
let me ask you, cause the wording of the offer was, it was for the kickoff at the beginning of a half. So if they had accepted a kickoff at the start of the game, it would have been that kickoff. Is that
exactly?
I see. But because it was, so you knew it was the kickoff at the start of the second half would be the key kickoff. And sure enough, now there are those people when this happened said, because I immediately tried to hit you up on Twitter, and they said, oh no, he skipped town. But no, you have insurance. Is that, that's how these things work? You get insurance?
Well, it's coverage through a company called Million Dollar Media. And right now they're in the process at 2:15 a.m. We put the claim in, and within the next 6 to 8 weeks, I'll be getting my coverage in on it, and we'll be getting we're gonna have a big refund party at our locations, and we're gonna hand out checks to all those people that made a purchase.
This company insures literally game like the essentially promotions like this. If this happens, yeah, we will pay this. That's what they do.
Exactly.
So you were totally pumped when you there's no downside. It's only free jewelry and happiness all around when you saw him bring the kickoff back.
Oh my God! How great is it that? I mean, so we talk about like, think about it. We talk. There's so much negative stuff to talk about all the time, and all of a sudden we got something super positive like this, and it's amazing. And it's like the first game of the season, and you know that's it's just an awesome thing. So I mean, I'm super pumped, and I'm super pumped for my customers too. I mean, we're a Memphis tradition. We've been here since 1977. So,
do you get the sense that people came in and bought jewelry because of, like, they said, you know what, Tony Pollard's awesome. I think I'm going to get some jewelry here because there's a good chance I might get it for free.
We probably had more people, you know, that I'm not sure anybody bought
specifically for that reason.
Specifically for that reason, but there were some people that might have been on the fence that we were like, hey, you know what, the first University of Memphis game is on, you know, it's coming up, and you know, you never know, there could be a run back, and you know, and we'll see what happens, that type of thing. But no, I don't think people bought specifically because of the promotion. I mean, look, if you're out there looking for an engagement ring, you're going to go by my store anyway. Just so happened we were running this, and so people, you know, get their engagement ring free now.
Talking to Howie Knapp, one of the owners of Robert Irwin Jewelers, they'll be giving away a whole lot of free jewelry. Have you heard from people who have won? Just like, is this true? Is this really happening? Have you heard from any of the winners so far today or last night?
Well, on Twitter, a bunch of people were talking about it for sure. This morning so far, nope. I haven't heard from anybody specific. I know there's been phone calls to my stores. We don't open until 10 a.m., so I expect after that we'll get them. We get a lot of phone calls, I think, and maybe some people show up and you know, we'll welcome them in and tell them about you know, when they're going to get their checks and all that kind of stuff.
But the way it works is you file a claim with the insurance company. They then send you the checks, and when these checks come in, you're going to have parties at your four locations giving these checks out to people?
So they're going to reimburse me for I basically bought coverage, and they're going to reimburse me for the amount of sales. When I get that, I'm going to go ahead and have a refund party, and I'm going to stroke some checks to a bunch of Memphians, and I'm going to be super stoked about that. I can't wait.
Do I have my number correct? In excess of $100,000 of jewelry?
It's in excess of $100,000, but the amount of customers that are going to be getting money.
Yeah.
Is really something. I don't want to go over the numbers because I don't, you know, it's not public knowledge, but it's really
a lot.
It's really cool. Yeah, it's a lot. It's good. It's good stuff, man. It's 9-1-1 day again. So,
Were there any? Do you think there were any engagement rings? That would be kind of sweet, wouldn't it?
Oh yeah. Oh, 100%. Yeah, we definitely. So, I mean, look, that's probably 60-70% of our business is engagement rings. So yeah, definitely, we got a lot of engagement rings in there. We're gonna have a lot of lucky young couples out there.
Okay, so the University of Memphis, evidently, and this is the, I don't know if it's a fly in the ointment or whatever, but they say that they sent you a cease and desist letter because you violated their trademark rights by doing this promotion. Your response?
We didn't violate any intellectual property rights, during the promotion period, and the whole promotion was our idea in the first place. And quite honestly, we should be talking about how exciting it is that that all these Memphians are going to get refunds for their purchases, you know, rather than putting a damper on. Especially, it's 9-1-1 day. Yay!
Just to be clear.
Memphis is my favorite place on earth, and it's great to have a celebration, you know, once a year on 9-1-1 day.
Just to be clear, there's nothing about this, any of this, that, like, that will void the promotion. The promotion is, it happened. People will be getting their checks. Young couples will be happy, and we'll all be celebrating 9-1-1 day.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly what's going to happen. Right now, they're just going through the whole process of, you know, filing the claim to get the coverage. And, you know, it's kind of like how insurance companies work and how coverage companies work. It's going to take a little bit of time to get the money released, and then it's going to be all smooth sailing from there. But that's kind of how it goes. You just got to go through the process, and we got to wait a little longer, but that's it.
It's a lot of fun. Congratulations on that. And by the way, your enthusiasm for 9-1-1 day and for 9-1-1, again, we're talking to Howie Knapp, one of the owners of Robert Irwin Jewelers. You sound like me, someone who's not necessarily from here, but has developed a keen love of the area. Is that true, and why?
So my family moved here when I was 3 or 4 years old, maybe even two. I'd have to go look.
I see.
My dad and my uncle moved here from 7 West 45th Street in New York City.
Wow.
And they opened up a manufacturing plant on Hollywood and Broad. And now it's a gentrified area. It's great. It's beautiful. But I grew up, you know, coming to work every day in the jewelry business, and they sold wholesale jewelry to all the other small independent jewelers in this region. And what was great is I grew up as a Memphian, but my family is from New York City. And I love the city because if my family was still stuck in New York, I would have nothing. This city has given me and my family everything. And the people in this city are so warm, so friendly, so welcoming, and so amazing. And that's the reason why businesses like mine can thrive in a city like this, because people in Memphis really support Memphis businesses, and it's just a wonderful thing. I love being a part of this community.
By the way, Tony Pollard said that he knew about the promotion, but he didn't buy anything because he didn't think that they would have the nerve to kick to him.
Oh, that's hilarious. That's so funny.
But he said that if he had, he would have bought a Rolex. If he'd known, he would have bought a Rolex. But I don't know how that would go over with the NCAA in any event. So we'll leave him out of it. Happy 901 day to everybody else, and congratulations on making a lot of Memphians happy. Thank you, Howie.
Jeff, I appreciate it.
Yeah, we'll talk to you down the road. Thank you. That is Howie Knopf, one of the owners of Robert Irwin Jewelers. That was quite something, wasn't it, Brad?
It was spectacular. It made my night.
First of all, you see the guy returning a kickoff, yeah, and like exactly. Memphis had gone roughly 17 decades without having a kickoff return for a touchdown.
Yeah.
He did it twice last year.
Yes.
And then he did it again last night. And you're like, holy crap, yeah,
and
that guy
frankly,
is fast.
Frankly, let me take this opportunity to also thank Howie for advertising the promotion on 92.9. He picked a great radio station to advertise, partner with. And if you're interested in advertising, call Amy Hughes or Rachel DeWitt here at the office, and they'll get you set up just like Howie.
Yeah, that's about what I would do. I was just about to say that.
Yeah, I knew you were.
So anyway, so that was – and then as soon as he gets it to the house, literally everyone's like – Is this count?
Yes.
Because the wording of the ad was first kickoff, return, half. It wasn't exactly clear. Like it was Memphis had, because Louisiana Monroe had scored, Memphis had fielded a kickoff previously that they had not taken to the house. So there was some question as to whether that counted. I tweeted at him last night and said,
"You were aggressive with this.
Are we good?" I said, "Is this a win?"
Yeah.
And evidently it is a
I don't want to speak for Howie, but I think he's clear because none of the ads have Memphis Tigers. You know, none of that. I think he's going to be clear if there were ever to come of that. And you're an attorney, so you've probably studied his ads and stuff. They're all clean.
I have not studied the ads, but I will say this.
None of it has trademark service marks.
There is nothing about any of that dispute that will get in the way of people getting their free jewelry.
Yay.
In other words, he made the offer. They accepted it.
That's right.
And there will be free jewelry.
No, these insured contests are great.
It is sort of amazing when they come in. Anyway, so it was a wild night last night.
So fun.
Let me tell you, by the way, what else is we're going to have on the show. Jason Smith's going to roll in here. Just a second, Barrett Sally is going to join us. He's with CBS Sports to talk about SEC football. There's more football coming up. Chris Harrington, the 901 at 10:01. Then we're going to have Jeffrey Wright. He's not here in studio because he's with MUS down in Florida. They're playing a game tonight. But Jeffrey, do you realize he fancies himself as a gambler?
Yeah, and he's a good one, apparently.
Well, we're going to have him put his money where his mouth is.
How about MUS going to Orlando for a football game, which you can hear on 790?
We're going to give him a fictional $1,000 to invest during the course of the season.
Oh.
He gets 5 picks a week.
Okay.
And we'll see if he ends up in the poorhouse or if he ends up going to get something nice at Robert Irwin Jewelers.
That'll be fun.
We'll see how he does. Like, I'm sick of hearing him yap about it. Let's put your money where your mouth is. So we'll do that in the second hour as well. In terms of last night, it was brutal. Absolutely brutal. There is nothing I've never seen a game in anywhere close to that kind of weather. I typically like to walk Tiger Lane.
Right.
I started out like an hour and a half, 2 hours before the game, and I walked about 30 feet, and my blue jeans were soaked as if I'd fallen in a lake in a pool. Like it was, you could barely stand up. There were two tents that were up briefly and then came flying down.
You were taking pictures of frat boys in the lot out there.
Yeah, I did take a picture of a frat boy, and one of them threw a sign at me. And I was a little worried it was a gang sign.
No.
It was not a gang sign. I didn't even know this existed.
Some sort of a reference.
It was a 69 sign.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, I didn't know there was such a sign.
I didn't either.
But I tweeted it out innocently.
I saw it.
Very innocently.
Very public.
So that was wild. So it was miserable.
How many people?
There were 10,000 people was the announced attendance, and I think that was about accurate. They've sold 22,500 season tickets, which is a record. Congratulations to the University of Memphis for that. And honestly, the people who were there, I just thought, like, I talked to a bunch of people, and some people brought their kid, and they were just great. They were like, and one guy said, I always come out when I'm worried if people will come out.
Sure.
And that was nice. You know, I always come out of them. So anyone who showed up last night, God bless you, because it was absolutely horrifically miserable. In terms of the game itself, well, there were some positives.
Yeah.
Not many.
Uh-uh.
Tony Pollard making everybody rich would be one.
Mm-hmm.
Two running backs going over 100 yards.
Mm-hmm.
More than 300 yards of rushing.
Yeah, we look good rushing the ball.
Explosive rushing attack.
Yes.
So that was good. Offensive line good.
Yep.
So that was good.
Yep.
The bad things.
Yep.
And there were some bad things. Is Riley Ferguson easily not close to his worst game of his career in a University of Memphis uniform? And no question, the weather, like the wind,
the water, and the wet ball added to that.
But the truth of the matter is, in the second half, like both of the Louisiana Monroe quarterbacks, threw for more yards, each of them, independently, threw for more yards than Riley Ferguson did.
The defense for Memphis, in fairness, was not good.
Well, we'll get to the defense. Yeah, we'll get to the defense in a minute. But Riley Ferguson was. Some just weird ass choices. Yeah. His pick, I don't know why he threw it. There could have been another pick. And I guess we'll just chalk this up
to drop ball at the end.
We'll chalk this up to the weather, but he's going to have to be a lot better because that was easily his worst performance.
Not a good performance.
And then the problem on the defensive side is they absolutely were devastated with injuries, and that could be a real problem. We know that Jared Gentry went out. I mean, and he's clearly done for a while because he went out on, like, they carted him off.
Yep.
So that was a problem. Jackson Dillon played in the first quarter, but then wound up in a sling after that. Jannard Avery left the game. And so there you've got, literally, if I had said who are the three best players on defense, or most important players on defense, you might well have said Jared Gentry, Jackson Dillon, and Jannard Avery, and they're all hurt, or were all hurt.
Mm.
Plus then you have Jonathan Wilson, who's going to have to sit out the first half of next week's game for targeting. Very clearly he did. I don't think there was much doubt about that. So you have... not half of your defense, but fully a third of your defense was waylaid, and you now go in a position where you have two games, one on the road at Central Florida and UCLA here. I don't mean to be negative because it is 9-0-1 day. Let's recall it as 9-0-1 day.
9-0-1 day. It's a big day in Memphis.
It is a big day in Memphis. Yeah. It is 9-0-1 day.
Certainly.
But, like, if they don't play better than they did last night, you could be staring at 1-2.
I think that's true. Yeah, and how did you feel about Gary Parrish's sideline performance through all the midst of this?
They don't turn it on in the press box. So tell me, how wet was it?
Wet. He did not go with hood. Went with hat and hoodless for the second half. Yes.
No hood?
He did not have the hood on when I saw him
did
in the second half.
Did he look miserable?
For Gary, I thought it looked perfectly happy out there.
Really?
Yeah, like Gary is amazing. Once you turn that camera on, buddy, he's happy.
Right.
He's real happy. Now, you walk through the halls with him.
And was he happy?
I think he was dreading it all.
Secretly not happy.
Secretly happy. But, man, he killed
it. How did the rain coat look?
Rain, strong. Very strong.
He was very excited about the raincoat.
And I must say, Jeff, like, if there were 10,000 people, like, the way they used the camera work, it was decent. And Gary had prepped the main announcers about just what it was going to look like and the enthusiasm. So they actually, they spread
they were
a
nice
story.
To the University of Memphis.
He's like, you know, you had him on yesterday, you know, like all-time
Randy
high.
Cross,
yeah,
right.
Randy was talking about all-time high enthusiasm. So clearly, I think Gary had done a good job, like, setting that up because they sold it.
It was not a bad night for Memphis on TV.
No, it wasn't. I thought we showed – pretty well. The stories they were telling were good. The fans who were there were lively on camera. The
Very
band
lively.
Looked fantastic.
Oh, if you were there, you had to be lively because it was like.
Well,
they
did a lot of. You know how they usually do crowd pan shots?
Right,
they did a lot of like 10-person cheering section. I might have even seen a lot, like half of my friends on camera. But the end of the game, to your point, was rough because they made it a game right up to the last possession with an onside kick, and so that's kind of disheartening to have a last possibility against Monroe. That was to me like
oh no, you should have like basically the yardage was equal.
Like
that's not good from that perspective. Like competitively,
it doesn't feel
aesthetically
like great
weather.
Wise.
Competitively, not a great way to and in terms of injuries, not a great way to start the game. However,
yes.
A lot of people got free jewelry.
Yeah.
And it's 9-1 day.
Let me ask you this. There was some speculation. Dr. Rudd tweeted at the end of the game, and I don't want you to speak for Dr. Rudd, but some people were spatting around, like, should they or shouldn't they have the game? Did Dr. Rudd, was he into it? Because he said thank you to the fans. Like, did you get any perspective on that?
I looked at his tweets, because the question... People started batting that around. His tweets suggested he was unhappy they played the game.
The tone of it suggested like...
And he was a little snarky, but he never... He said, thank you to all the Tiger fans braving terrible conditions to support our team. He said...
That's good.
Harold Collins had tweeted at him, it was great being out there. He said, great, not the word that comes to mind. Like, that's not... Doesn't seem happy.
A little grim.
Memphis Volleyball tweets something out, and he retweets, and they play volleyball indoors.
Oh, boy.
God bless you, Tiger fans. I'm thinking today's weather may put an end to the debate about why we needed an indoor practice facility. I don't think anyone debated actually why they needed one. They just debated why it took so long in coming.
Yeah, but they're not playing the games in there.
Thanks to all those supporting our Tigers for a record season ticket sales. Yeah, but so he was, but he never said, what the hell is CBS doing?
Right,
He was never like that.
Is that why they did it, the TV?
That's the question. If there had been no TV, would they have said, you know what, let's do this Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
And I think an hour, 2 hours before the game, when it was as bad as it was, it got better during the game.
Mm-hmm.
But the lead up to the game, let's be honest, the lead up to the game kind of imperiled people.
It sure did.
The lead up, if you were going to the game, you should have stayed in your, like, it put people in harm's way.
Yeah.
And I don't think nothing bad happened because of it that I've heard. But logic suggests that they should, if they
Probably
could have
not.
Just moved it to Saturday, they should have just moved it to Saturday. But they were not going to when it was a paid-for TV production. All right, when we come back, Jason Smith's going to join us, and we'll continue the talk about last night's surreal night at the Liberty Bowl. It's Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM, ESPN. I don't feel it's 9-1 day. Back in a moment.
You can go to rijewelers.com to visit Robert Irwin. They have four locations in the Memphis area. Perkins at 376 Perkins Extended in Memphis. Bartlett at the Bartlett Town Center. You've got South Haven for Robert Irwin Jewelers at South Lake Center. And Robert Irwin Jewelers at Wolf Chase at Wolf Chase Galleria. So thanks to Howie and Robert Jewelers. Four locations. And online at rijewelers.com.
We are gearing up for fall and all that comes with it. Back to school, cooler weather, hopefully, and of course, football. Hey, it's John Martin. There's no better place to post up for a ball game and a cold beer than the Blue Monkey. And you know what's perfect with a cold one in football? Hot wing rolls. They're actually perfect for any occasion, like a late night shareable, and they're even awesome with a salad. And if you haven't tried them yet, this is your year. I also want to talk about a sandwich we haven't mentioned before. It's one of their favorites, the Chicken Club. Grilled chicken with melted cheddar and Monterey Jack with bacon served on a croissant or bread of your choice with honey mustard and your choice of a delicious side. Both Blue Monkey locations have merchandise available as well. T-shirts, hats, ball apparel, all arriving soon. I'll proudly wear a tire from the home of the Hot Wing Roll any day. Blue Monkey, downtown in Midtown Memphis. Check out the menu and more at BlueMonkeyMemphis.com.
Live team trivia every Wednesday at 8 p.m. in Midtown. Bring a team and win some green. Live music at the Blue Monkey Midtown this weekend. Friday, it's Adam Hart and the Heart of Memphis Band. On Saturday, it's Eric Hughes.
It's about that time of the year when the Memphis weather really gets weird. You know how it is, and that it can produce some serious storms. So perhaps it's time to go ahead and put Danny Morrison Roofing in your phone. This is Gary Parrish, and I'm here to remind you that if your roof suffered some damage due to unpredictable weather, Danny Morrison can get you under a new roof at no out-of-pocket expense to you. That's right. Danny and his team will work directly with your insurance company to get you taken care of quickly and professionally, and most importantly, at no out-of-pocket cost to you. You've heard me talking about it for years, and people ask me all the time if this is legit. I'm telling you, you can trust Danny Morrison. person to handle your roofing needs, and you can call him at 901-870-0186. That's 901-870-0186. Denny's Company won Memphis Most last year in the category of Best Roofing Contractor in the Mid-South. His team is experienced and knowledgeable and looking forward to your call. So call them. 901-870-0186. That's 901-870-0186. It's Danny Morrison Roofing. They're on the web at morrisonroofing.net. That's morrisonroofing.net.
Memphis Barbecue Supply wants to help you kick off football season with our Labor Day sale. 10% off store-wide with some of the best prices on grills this year, including Napoleon, charcoal, and gas grills. We carry grills, smokers, grilling accessories, five types of charcoal, smoking wood, and over 250 different rubs and sauces. Basically, we have everything but the meat. Kick off football season with our Labor Day sale with a Napoleon grill from Memphis Barbecue Supply, 7124 Stage Road in Bartlett.
The IRS doesn't mess around. They can take your paycheck and bank accounts, too. Even threaten your home or business. If you owe back taxes, call Optima Tax Relief. Optima has access to a special IRS program called the Fresh Start Initiative. And their clients that qualify are saving thousands, even tens of thousands. Optima is A-rated with the Better Business Bureau. Don't delay. Call now for your free consultation.
Call 800-804-9055. 800-804-9055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. There will be a phase-out of R22 Freon in 2020. It may be time to upgrade your HVAC system. If you have a room that doesn't heat or cool well, it may be time to take a look at the options for a ductless mini-split system. Come to our new interactive plumbing, heating, and air conditioning showroom in the Broad Avenue Arts District and let us educate you on the money you can save with the new high-efficient HVAC systems and Wi-Fi smart thermostats. Are you ready to upgrade your shower, toilet, or tub? The new Choate's showroom offers the perfect opportunity for the public to come in and see the newest faucets, steam showers, tankless water heaters, and is the perfect place to get ideas on your new bathroom or kitchen remodel. Be sure to come by this week at 2526 Sam Cooper Boulevard and enter to win a free water heater or air duct cleaning. And remember, Choate's. Let our family serve your family.
Duran Diamond Merchant and Swiss Watches is the Mid-South's number one diamond wholesaler, with offices in Antwerp and Israel. Duran's has an extensive collection of the finest loose diamonds and the largest selection of elegant engagement rings offered to you at wholesale prices. Duran's collection of exquisite fancy yellow diamond rings, diamond bracelets, sparkling diamond earrings, diamond necklaces, color stone jewelry, and sterling silver designer jewelry is sure to satisfy any taste or budget. Durand's is also home to Swiss Watches and offers up to a 40% discount on luxury brands, including Breitling, Tag Heuer, Rolex, Omega, and Patek Philippe, to name a few. Whatever you are looking for or dreaming of, Durand Diamond Merchant and Swiss Watches prides themselves in making fabulous pieces without ever compromising on quality or personal service. Visit the experts at Durand Diamond Merchant and Swiss Watches, 510 Perkins Extended, Memphis, Tennessee. www.durandiamonds.com.
92.9 FM, 680 AM on the WMFS app and 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Jeff Calkins Show, joined now by Jason Smith. Jason and John every single day from 11 until 2. Jason had the good sense to be home last night. Is that true?
I did.
I didn't see you.
We sat here and pumped it up and said, let's go. And we said, we'll see you there. We told Mark Allnut, see you there.
Did you say see you there?
And then, you know what it was? It was the picture you took of those frat guys, which was what, a couple? It was like 2.5 hours before the game.
All right, man. I saw that legendary photo.
And I said, I'm not touching that.
I'm not going anywhere near that.
Man, those guys, what a photo.
You really
got so much going on in that.
You were planning to go?
Yes. At one point. Yeah, we told. I'm serious. We didn't
I actually wonder, because we took calls yesterday from people saying, are you going? And invariably, and I'm sure it's self-selecting.
Right.
the people called who were going. And we took, I think, 10 calls or something like that. All
10 for 10, yeah.
I'll be there. But you listened. Yeah. How many of those 10 do you think actually went?
None of them. I'm just That's being honest. True. No, they were all here's why. What was the age of the crowd, would you guess? From the ones
who called, they were in there.
They're younger, none of them, right? They were in their 30s and 40s maybe. And then college students.
Of the crowd itself.
Yeah, the people who went.
You know what? I actually talked to a bunch of 50, 60-year-olds.
Okay.
There.
Okay.
Yeah, I did. There are people who I talked to a bunch of people who were from the I've had season tickets since I was since 1962. Right. I'm not going to miss a game now. Like, there were those people there.
Yeah.
Now, there were some who said their wife stayed home or whatever. But your point was is that a lot of our callers who called in yesterday seemed like
older.
They were long-time ticket. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I actually think it was easy in the morning to say you were going to go.
Exactly.
Right. It wasn't even raining during my show.
Yeah.
But then
in fact, you are the official meteorologist here. You were saying 50.
I was reading
like,
it off.
Was the most Jason, it was the most optimistic weather forecast ever.
I was reading AccuWeather.
He was looking at California.
I was not making this up. I was reading AccuWeather. And then,
it's like, I just got a tweet from Dr. Rudd. It says no chance of rain.
It's all clear.
And then you've got literally sirens.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got
literally.
Sirens during our show. Yeah.
Multiple sirens.
Serious
and
business.
You've got everything's canceled. All Shelby County. Everything's canceled. School's canceled.
At some point, it becomes
everything's
like
this canceled.
Is real. Yeah. It's really bad. Right?
You were doing take cover drills in the midday show yesterday.
Maybe I should reevaluate.
We started saying, you know what? Maybe we'll get a better view of this thing on our TVs at home and be safe and dry.
Do a better show.
And we'll make UCLA the official opener that we'll all appear at.
I hate to keep sucking up to the band, but I have to say the most impressive thing was, because it was worse right before the game started.
Yeah, I saw it. And they were practicing out there,
20 to 30 mile an hour winds. Yeah. I could not stand trying to walk out to get to the fountain in front of Tiger Lane. It normally is a vertical fountain.
Of course.
Yeah, shoot straight
up. Was going like sideways.
Sideways.
I'm not even joking. This is like, it was nuts. And so
funny.
So, and they were out there. They didn't go out there and practice for 20 minutes. Let's just make sure we remember where the lines are on the field or anything. They were out for a full hour and a half practicing before the game. Like
Jeff,
it was
you're a
sunshine.
Band, man. Is that abuse?
That
come
is.
Come on, do you need to be out there that
file
long?
File a lawsuit.
Come on.
File. This is like Bobby Knight.
Day.
It's like Bobby Knight
on
stuff.
There they are in the middle of the rain doing the field show. There they are.
So impressive. That was unbelievable.
Show us your commitment and do it in the rain.
They were in
for
the cause.
There were 10,000 there. But unlike other games where there have been, which have been lightly attended, and Memphis has had some of those, I remember the East Carolina one that felt like, oh, man, look where the program is.
Right.
And those games were symptomatic of where, representative of where the program is.
Sure.
This was representative of nothing except sirens going on.
That's it. There were 20,000 more, 25,000 more. I'm sure that would have loved to be there and decided, you know what?
How many
this is really bad. I'm not
in a beautiful day, how many would have been there?
Oh, I think you would have had 35, 37.
I wonder if Gary can get the ratings for that game. I'm sure he could. I bet the ratings were fantastic.
You think so?
Yeah, because it felt like everybody in this city, which is
was
a top
watching.
50 market.
It did.
In here, you think in this city was watching.
But I mean also out of market because you got the Indiana game ending and then it became a blowout.
At the end, it became a blowout.
So maybe you got, I don't know. I'd be fascinated at seeing what the ratings were for
I'm
that
sure
Memphis.
We will
a lot
see.
Of people tuned in to see Gary Parrish as well.
What was your starting report? Gary Parrish, it was his debut as a side football
fantastic in extreme conditions. Right?
he was a trooper.
For your debut, you got to be out there in that mess.
Was he fantastic?
I thought he was. I listened afterwards, and particularly for his post game with Norvell. And wanted to see if he'd ask him about the defense.
Yeah.
But it was two questions about the running game. You could tell Gary wanted to get the hell out of there.
Yeah, and as Norvell much as was Norvell salty.
Was he?
He
wasn't happy with the way the game ended, how sloppy they were. They had a chance to put the game away, and they didn't. And the turnover at the end, he was furious.
He was upset.
He was a little pissed about the way they finished it.
You could tell he was not.
He had a chance to put that team away. But again, I mean, the conditions. Come on. That's why I'm not worried about Riley.
In fairness.
I'm not worried about the passing game.
The conditions were not bad in the second half. They weren't bad for Louisiana Monroe. That bad for Louisiana Monroe. They were moving the ball up and down the field.
But they also run. They don't run up tempo. They run slow tempo.
Yeah, but they were still completing passes at slow tempo where Memphis didn't.
Oh, well, Memphis' defense, there's no.
Well, they got devastated. The worst thing that happened was the injuries. If you're missing Jared Gentry, if you're missing Jackson Dillon, if you're missing You know, Jonathan Wilson's going to be
a lot of depth.
Now you got to take on Central Florida.
Exactly. And you wonder how much of the defense at the end was because you're missing key guys. How much of those, I mean, look, but here's the concern. Early on, they were getting thrown around in that game up front, and Louisiana Monroe's running the ball on them. I mean, that was early on.
There hadn't been some drops. I mean, let's be honest. Louisiana Monroe's dropping the ball all over the place. They dropped the kickoff.
No question about it.
The turnovers, there were plus four turnovers.
Yeah.
Still turning guys over. That was good to see. But again, it's Louisiana Monroe. This is not a good team. Yeah. This is not a good team. Getting thrown around up front early on in the game, not a good sign for your front seven. And then you lose, what, five guys? I think Tom Shad said five guys possibly you could be missing for parts at UCF next week. Oof. Which UCF, you just saw, went out and hung 61 up yesterday. Didn't have any problem offensively. That could be a little tougher than we thought.
So let me ask you this. This was always my fear. And it's why expectations are difficult.
Mm-hmm.
It's easier without expectations. You know who Dalton had to have a problem with expectations? Josh Pastner.
Yes,
in the end,
sir.
What was he done in by?
Expectations,
right? Yeah. That's really what he was done in by.
Four tournaments. I mean, we look at it like he didn't go far.
But he was supposed to be top 10.
Should have been top 15, Sweet 16.
Sweet 16.
Exactly.
He did not meet expectations.
Yep.
So here the expectations are for a dream season, maybe the Peach Bowl, maybe 10 wins. Maybe, like, that's what people are talking
about. Stuart Mandel's picked him to go be in a New Year's Six Bowl.
I heard that.
Yeah, I mean, that's.
I heard
Stuart's
that.
Big.
Wow. Okay. So you're now looking at a situation where, realistically, if you're being honest with yourself, if I was going to give you $1 million,
mm-hmm.
Yep, I know where you're going.
And you had to answer this question correctly. If you answer this correctly, I'll give you $1 million. Now, mind you, I'm not Robert Irwin Jeweler, so this is not a real promotion.
Coming through for me.
This is not. I'm backing out, and I'm heading to South America.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What will their record be after three games? If I gave you $1 million, if you got that correct, what would you guess?
2-1.
Really?
Yep.
Yep.
If you ask me that question, and again,
you're going to say 1-2.
We overreact to what we've just seen.
Yeah.
And if it weren't for the injuries, I might not be saying this. I can excuse the Riley Ferguson
stuff.
I've seen him enough to know
concern.
That Riley Ferguson's a good quarterback and he'll have good days. But given the injuries.
Yeah.
I think the more likely scenario after three games is they're 1-2.
Don't you do this early.
And then we got and then you got basketball coming.
Don't you bail this early and turn the page on Tigers football.
He's not ready
for basketball.
This dude he's making
no, already. I thought about it last night after the game, yes. I said, is there a chance this team could be 1-2?
Yeah.
Could they go in there and lose at UCF? We just talked about the line's going to be close anyway.
Yeah.
Now they'll probably be the underdog, you would think.
In their next two games, they will be the underdog.
They'll be the underdog.
Nicked is a generous way of putting it. That's like
we lost big
that's
dudes.
That's like saying there's a 51% chance
of
surrender.
You know Jackson
Wilson's out for the first half.
Jackson Dillon is going to be okay from what I saw.
He was in a sling, right?
No, I do not believe he
was walking. He looked upset at the end of the game,
but he was walking around.
You can be walking and have a separated shoulder. Those things don't go.
That is very true.
My guess would be that Jackson Dillon will. I mean, who knows?
Darian Porter didn't look good. Wasn't putting any weight on that foot or leg or ankle or whatever it was.
My guess would be
it looked serious.
Gentry's almost like he's out.
Gentry was carted off.
Yeah.
He was carted off, so he's going to be out.
I mean, that's
Jonathan Wilson. We know is going to miss the first half. Jackson Dillon, I suspect. Now they got 9 days, so that's good. They got longer, but
thing.
I suspect he. My guess would be he would not play.
I'm hoping Jannard's just nicked.
Jannard, like if you're missing that too, then just.
Oh, yeah. you're screwed.
So I'm going to say Jannard is going to play.
Need it.
But Jackson Dillon,
Jared Gentry, Darian Porter,
and
Jonathan Wilson
will, I don't think any of them will play.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
And if they don't play against a team that just hung 61, and Memphis, like, what, have they lost four straight or something to Central Florida? I think they've lost a bunch to Central Florida.
Has it been four straight? Man, I'm making that up. Yeah.
But that's not going to be an easy place to win.
Heck
if
no.
you're going with missing a third of your defense, you're going to need the best Riley Ferguson. The fun part was, and Dorsius was hurt too.
The
fun part was the running game.
Oh, yeah.
It was not just good. It was big play good. It was explosive good.
And
it was,
without Dorsius, what did he get, two carries? For the most part,
without Dorsius, because he tweaked too. So
Patrick Taylor Jr. is a
How about
stud.
That? Isn't he a stud?
I think he would be starting for at least 5 to 7 SEC teams in the back. That dude is a stud.
He is a stud.
And if they would have taken him as a defensive back, they would have seen the way he runs the ball. He would have eventually ended up a starter in the backfield.
And by the way, we have not mentioned, and we should, a couple of really sweet, classy moments. One, after he scores his touchdown, he makes the H sign.
That was awesome.
Which was awesome.
So was obviously Memphis
from Houston. And then Memphis making the decision to come out with a
Houston sign
and a Houston flag.
It was wonderful.
It's totally classy.
I mean, national writers chiming in said, "Yeah, make the American a Power Six conference." It was awesome. It was just great.
That was really good
night for the AAC.
We used to think that the University of Memphis didn't think of stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they were just barely holding on as an athletic department. To be this foresighted
to promote ourselves
and to be
first.
That was really good.
Yeah,
it was
it's been 3-0 against UCF, and then 9-1 is the record against UCF. They've not played well against them.
They're 1-9.
So it is 3-3 in a row.
Yeah, it's the current win streak.
You know your stuff.
Well, this is from Winsopedia.
You're a warrior, too, staying up that late, man, and going out to that game.
Yeah, anyway. What time did you get home, Jeff?
What time did you get home?
I think you said 2 o'clock. Good grief.
I have another column up today, already posted with Howie's response to the University of Memphis' claim that there was trademark infringement.
You know,
Jeff. But, you know, here's the truth that matters. Trademark, no trademark. They're going to be giving away more than $100,000 of free jewelry.
One of the ways we got Jason to join our team was I went to him and I said, you will never be at the Liberty Bowl at 1:30 in the morning on a rain-soaked night. You should jump the radio.
I said, where do I sign up?
And that was it.
I'm gone.
That was it.
Packed up my stuff at the CAA, packed my box, I was gone.
And I look forward to the show. I always do.
Thanks,
although
buddy.
Now that I know that you lie, you tell people you're going to be somewhere and you then don't show up.
Come on, it was a monsoon, Jeff.
It was a monsoon.
You're the one that put the picture out.
Barrett Sally coming up next. Talk a little SEC football. Later on in the show, Jeffrey Wright's going to put his money where his mouth is. We're going to get his picks. It's Jeff Dawkins' show on 901 Day, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Jason and John.
First down.
Jason and John, middays 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., broadcasting on 680 a.m. This is 92.9 FM ESPN.
AutoZone presents the oil change. Regular oil changes protect your engine from wear and tear, helping your car roll well beyond the 100,000-mile mark. Right now, you save with a $24.99 oil change special. Get 5 quarts of Castrol GTX conventional or high-mileage oil and an STP oil filter for up to $5.99. So visit your local AutoZone. With 64 Mid-South area locations, the right supplies and good advice are just around the corner. Let's get you what you need. See store for restrictions and details.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Right now at the Home Depot, Ortho Home Defense ready-to-use 1 gallon perimeter spray, Ortho Bug Be Gone 32-ounce concentrate, or 10-pound bag is your choice, 2 for just $10. Making bugs disappear is quite a trick. Ortho Home Defense and Bug Be Gone can knock out over 100 types of insects. Money in your pocket, fewer pests in your home and lawn. Start your own disappearing act with Ortho Home Defense and Bug Be Gone. Your choice, 2 for just $10. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through September 6th, U.S. only. See store for details.
Celebrate savings at JCPenney's Labor Day Sale. Get up to 40% off major appliance hot deals from your favorite brands like LG, GE, and Samsung. And get 30-month special financing on purchases of $7.99 or more with your JCPenney credit card. Plus, free delivery and basic installation on all appliance purchases over $2.99. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. GE, GE Profile, GE Cafe, and higher limited to 10% off savings. Available in select stores. Some exclusions apply. Financing terms valid for 9/13. Must request a time of purchase. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store or jcp.com/appliances for details.
Fall is the best time to feed your lawn. With 10% off Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Weed and Feed and Fall Lawn Food at the Home Depot. Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard feeds your lawn to build strong, deep grass roots for winter when you need it most. So it'll be lush, green, and beautiful next spring when you want it most. Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Weed and Feed and Fall Lawn Food. 10% off now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through October 4th.
Every legend starts somewhere. Your legend starts with FanDuel. On FanDuel, there's a fantasy football contest for every fan. Play for as little as a dollar or compete for a share of the million. And you can also win incredible fan experiences and tickets to the biggest games. FanDuel has options for every fan, even new players. Get started with beginner-only contests so you can take on other new players. Just choose the contest that's right for you, then build your team. It's simple. Every player has a different salary, and you can pick any player you want. Just stay under the salary cap. And with FanDuel Friends Mode, it's easy to set up a private league so you and your friends can play all season long. Since you pick a new team every week, there's no need to worry about season-ending injuries or draft busts. New users get free entry into the NFL Sunday Million with over $1 million in cash prizes when you make your first deposit on FanDuel. Just visit FanDuel.com and sign up with promo code 8989. That's FanDuel.com, promo code 8989. FanDuel.com, promo code 8989. Void where prohibited.
What interest rate would you rather pay on your credit card debt? 16% or less than 6? The answer is obvious. LightStream. Because with LightStream, you may be able to consolidate credit card debt and dramatically cut your interest rate to as low as 5.49% APR with AutoPay. Plus, radio listeners get an additional rate discount. Just go to LightStream.com/sports. With average interest rates on credit card debt at 16% APR, LightStream could save you thousands in interest. And because LightStream is a division of SunTrust Bank, one of the nation's largest and strongest financial institutions, you can have complete peace of mind. The application takes just minutes, and there are no fees and no pressure. Just lower rates, one low fixed monthly payment, and huge savings. So if you have good to excellent credit, apply today and get a special interest rate discount when you go to LightStream.com/sports. That's LightStream.com/sports. LightStream.com/sports.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Available when you select auto pay prior to loan funding. Advertised rates, terms, and promotions are subject to change without notice. Conditions and limitations apply. Visit LightStream.com for important terms and conditions.
It's Mom Zone. Breaking news, the Fremont family declares where they're going for back to school.
The Fremonts are going with Academy.
Why Academy over another store?
When my kids say they'll never use math in the real world, I just show them how low my Academy receipt is. And numbers don't lie.
Right now at Academy, get the Under Armour Men's and Women's Thrill 3 running shoes. Everyday low price, $69.99. Now only $49.99. Price valid through 9/5. Visit Academy.com for additional details.
For some, grilling is an art. But it's really about the cuts of meat that won't be rushed. The vegetables and seafood that only need a kiss of smoke. Anything less, and you're just playing with fire. Kroger has the fresh meat and locally harvested produce that will make you want to get out and grill.
16-ounce cartons of strawberries are 3 for $5. And bone-in strip steaks are $6.99 a pound in the value pack with card. Fresh food, low prices at Kroger.
See Memphis in a whole new way with today's Perks Deal. 60% off an annual Segway VIP pass from Segway Memphis. Get yours at GetMyPerks.com.
I'd love to tell you we live in the safest city in America, but that's untrue, and it's why you'd be smart to create the safest home environment you can create. And the best way to do it is with my friends at Security Solutions. Security Solutions is a locally owned business that specializes in residential and commercial smart security systems, but they also install home theaters, surround sound, energy management, home automation, access control, and many varieties of cameras and DVRs. Yes, financing is available, so give them a call, 755-1750. You can check them on the web at 901smarthomes.com. If you already have a security system and want to add cameras, SSI can add 4 cameras and a DVR for just $35 a month. And if you're a home builder or contractor, SSI offers the best low-voltage pre-wire rates with kickbacks and commissions on any equipment upgrades that the buyer makes. So make the next home you build a smart home and do it with Security Solutions. 901-755-1750 on the web, 901smarthomes.com. SSI is licensed in Tennessee, Mississippi, and Arkansas. License numbers 1140-1500-6256. 1804.
92.9 FM, 680 AM on the WMFS app and 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Show, it is that time again. It is time for a full weekend of football, including SEC football, and we are joined once again. It's my delight to be joined by Barrett Sally, college football writer, analyst for CBS Sports College Football. You can follow him on Twitter at Barrett Sally. He joins me now. Barrett, how are you?
I'm good, Jeff. What's going on?
Well, I am. I'm drying out because I was at that monsoon last night in Memphis, which was not an elegant, which was not an elegant event. But we're hoping for better football this this weekend, and for the SEC, it is a hell of a weekend, isn't it?
It is. First, I loved your pictures from the monsoon yesterday in Memphis, by the way.
Yeah. The guy throwing the 69 sign was particularly classy, I thought.
Yeah, that was awesome. Anyway, yeah, were we talking about football stuff? Oh, yeah.
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 let's start with, if you can, because we are in Tennessee. Let's start with Tennessee-Georgia Tech. That game strikes me as, I know it's Monday, but it strikes me as, like, there's not a lot of upside for Butch Jones. There's a lot of downside, particularly playing a team like Georgia Tech. What do you make of that game?
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing but downside, because if you beat Georgia Tech, you're supposed to beat Georgia Tech. You're Tennessee. You're by God, Tennessee. You've got all these players, and you're Butch Jones, and you've got a more talented roster. And yeah, the downside is that you lose, and you know, all hell breaks loose if you're Butch Jones, because, you know, that's not only a game that, you know, theoretically, in terms of talent, should be no problem. It's unopposed on Labor Day night with the entire world watching. Like, even though Georgia Tech in theory should not be a relatively tough opponent, it's a big spot. And what do we know about Butch Jones? Most of the time, not all the time, because last year he won some big games, but he hasn't been the best big game coach. And this is as big of a game as he's going to coach in terms of what it means to the program, because, again, unopposed, Monday night, everybody's going to be watching.
And who are you picking?
I'm picking Tennessee. I think it's going to be ugly. I think they're going to have some issues stopping the triple option, you know, because when you lose Darren Kirkland, your middle yep. linebacker against a triple option team, it negates some of the benefits that you get from, you know, getting extra time to prepare. So, they're going to be some big plays, but ultimately I think Tennessee will find enough offensively to get the job done. I just think they're really good.
Whoa, we got a phone issue, Barrett.
Barrett!
I'm here.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, we lost you there for a minute. So losing Darren Kirkland's a problem, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, they're going to have some issues stopping that triple option. Even though, you know, Mills is gone from Tech, they still got Syracuse and some other guys, and they always seem to find running backs that sort of fit into that system. So, yeah, I mean, I think Tennessee wins. It'll be ugly, but ugly's okay if you get out of there with a win.
All right. I was reading your scouting report of Michigan, Florida. Obviously, Florida has been decimated with its own suspension issues, but you like them anyway.
Yeah, because, I mean, none of those suspensions really impact why I thought Florida would win the game anyway, even though, Callaway's obviously a huge loss, but I don't necessarily think it's as big as it would have been in years past. I think they've got receivers that can overcome that. I think Scarlett is more concerning because he was the one who, you know, was supposed to set the tone and help them work off play action. But in the end, I think it'll be okay with LaMichael Perine. He's better in pass protection anyway for Felipe Franks. You're going to see a little bit more in terms of Malik Zaire as a change-up quarterback. And defensively, Florida's going to be comfortable. I think Florida's going to run into issues this year with a young defense when they're out of their comfort zone, when they're playing teams that don't look like them. Michigan looks exactly like them. So I don't believe that they're going to be able to score all that much on Florida. And I think Florida will still have a decent time scoring. I think they trust Felipe Franks. I think they trust their wide receivers, and I think they'll be okay trying to piece together a running game with Perine, with Malik Zaire as a changeup, Brandon Powell, and some other guys.
What'd you think of the choice of Felipe Franks?
Not surprised at all. That was basically been in the cards for 3 weeks at this point. They had hoped that was. This was the idea. They wanted Malik Zaire there because of insurance. And they also wanted to push Felipe Franks because up until fall camp, he had been a pick machine in practice. Apparently, all of that worked because it clicked for Felipe Franks. He upped his game. He's smarter with the football now and earned the respect of the coaches and the team. So it wasn't surprising to me in the least bit.
All right, BYU-LSU.
I mean, BYU looked terrible against Portland State. I mean, they looked so bad against Portland State. So, You know, I don't necessarily think LSU is going to have a ton of success offensively. I think they're going to try some things, and some of it's going to succeed, some of it's going to fail. I do think LSU wins. I'd take those points. I think it's like 16 now or 15. I lean towards taking those points just because I don't necessarily think LSU is going to be very, you know, they're not going to be on the same page offensively yet. They're still working out those kinks, working out the shifts and motions they have in Matt Canada's offense. So there'll be some issues. I think they win, but it'll be sloppy. It'll be ugly, but it won't be necessarily stressful for LSU in terms of having, you know, of being threatened in that game. There will be concerns for sure, but they won't be threatened.
Talking to Barrett Selle on Twitter, at Barrett Selle, college football writer for CBS Sports College Football. We talked about the downside for Butch Jones if he manages to lose to Georgia Tech. You've got a similar situation with Kevin Sumlin and UCLA. What do you see there?
Yeah, it's going to be a fun, crazy, wild game. You know, Texas A&M and UCLA are in the same boat. Losing coaches on the hottest seat in America on Sunday night after the game. I think Texas A&M gets the job done because talking to some folks around that program, they are going to let loose defensively. They are going to bring all kinds of pressure. They're going to try to force as many mistakes as possible, not just against Josh Rosen, but in general throughout the course of the season. I think they will do that. And then on the flip side, I think they're pretty confident with what they can do offensively in terms of running the football. And that, I think, will be the difference. I think they'll have a couple of big plays. They'll set their offense up in good spots and then sort of drain the clock towards the end of the game. So I think Texas A&M wins. But, again, it's all about risk-reward. They're going to take a ton of risk. If not all of those risks, you know, show some reward, then they're going to be in some issues. And that's going to be the story throughout the course of the season for them. I think there's going to be a wild, crazy, unpredictable team that tries to force as many big plays defensively as possible.
Josh Rosen may get killed then. I mean, their offensive line wasn't, you know, he's obviously coming back from an injury. Their offensive line has not been good. that could be a rough one for Josh Rosen. All right, and then the signature game of the weekend, Florida State, Alabama.
Yeah, I think Florida State wins. I think there's a couple reasons why. You know, first, when it comes to Alabama, everyone talks about their front seven versus Florida State's bad offensive line. That's true, but I don't necessarily know how deep and versatile Alabama's front seven is going to be this year. And I know that it doesn't matter to DeAndre Francois because Alabama wins games when they rattle quarterbacks. Well, DeAndre Francois does not get rattled. That's just not what he does. So I think that negates some of Alabama's strength. And then on the flip side, I think Florida State's run defense this year anyway will take a huge step forward. They'll slow down Alabama enough and force Jalen Hurts to go win a game through the air. And with Derwin James and with Tavares McFadden and then Trey Marshall when he comes back in the second half, that's a really, really good secondary. I just don't think it's going to happen for Alabama. I think it'll be close, but I think Alabama loses on a missed field goal. They've had kicking issues all throughout fall camp, and I think that comes back to bite them.
All right, because we haven't had you on before and it is the start of a new SEC season, who do you have in the SEC title game and who do you have winning it?
I got Georgia out of the East. I've got Auburn upsetting Alabama in the Iron Bowl to claim the West. And then I've got Georgia over Auburn in a rematch of a game from mid-November, getting a revenge on the Tigers and Georgia winning the SEC.
I'll say this. It's not just chalk, Barrett. I appreciate the courage of that. And we look forward to talking to you all year long. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks, Jeff.
That is Barrett Selle on Twitter, at Barrett Selle. How about that, Auburn, Georgia?
Yeah, that surprised me.
I wouldn't mind it.
I wouldn't mind it either.
I wouldn't mind it. Yeah. I wouldn't mind a change.
How do you think Georgia in general will be this year? I think it's going to be very disappointing for them.
I think it will be.
Yeah.
I think they're in a situation where they get rid of Mark Richt and you start missing Mark Richt. And they obviously have a lot of talent. Their defense is loaded in terms of talent. They got a quarterback who has not lived up to his reputation, but might any day now. And so, but is this situation where Kirby Smart can coach? We don't really know that yet.
Right.
And so it is for a lot of them. For McElwain, it's an interesting year it's time for, because he hasn't proven he can generate any kind of offense at Florida. For Butch Jones, it's a big year. They're all in prove it situations there.
Yeah.
On the East,
and Missouri, our old buddy Barry Odom, man. That's a tough
deal. That's a difficult situation.
Rough.
All right. Back in a moment, Chris Harrington, join us with the 901 at 10.
By the way, Quick plug. We were playing the Alabama game Saturday, and we're playing the UT game on Monday, all on the station.
Why would we not?
But,
and
you know,
why would you ever turn anywhere else?
Well, make sure you all know that.
Yeah. Alabama game?
Saturday on the station. Yes.
And Tennessee game.
Yes.
Here on the station.
Yes.
Chris Harrington coming up next. Then we'll look at Jeffrey Wright's picks. We're going to make him put his money where, or some fake money, where his mouth is. It's Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
For some, grilling is an art. But it's really about the cuts of meat that won't be rushed. The vegetables and seafood that only need a kiss of smoke. Anything less, and you're just playing with fire. Kroger has the fresh meat and locally harvested produce that will make you want to get out and grill.
16-ounce cartons of strawberries are 3 for $5, and bone-in strip steaks are $6.99 a pound in the value pack with card. Fresh food, low prices at Kroger.
You hear that drip? Think about it this way. There's a nickel. There's a dime. And before you know it, this is getting expensive. Drips or water leaks like this can add up quickly on your water bill. It might as well be this sound.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.